Item 28, Low Impact Development Pilot Project. Donette Dunaway?
Donette Dunaway will be making a recommendation here. Pretty close to it.
You could. I can. I can talk to the very last slide. Depending on how comfortable the board is with understanding.
Oh, darn. There you go.
Even though it's an outstanding presentation.
Thank you.
What I'd like.
Although I run the risk, certainly, of not being able to, you know, tell you all the benefits.
What specifically would be encouraged in this annexed or sphere of influence area? This is for Salinas, right?
No.
Okay.
This is for a pilot project.
Well, I
perfect
know, but
question.
Then why
perfect
is Salinas
question
mentioned here?
I did. We, our primary goal is to have a low impact development project in our region. That is our number one primary goal. As to where it occurs, that is not as important to us as the success of having a project in our region. What we're looking for is a location that could implement low-impact development that would be ideal, that we could hold up, that other municipalities in our region could come and see, come and talk to the planners and the engineers and so on that had worked on this project, find out that low-impact development is doable in our region with our soils and our hydrology and everything else, so that we could hopefully have that kind of ripple out across the whole region. And in the what we're requesting funding be spent on, in part, is bringing in experts that could help whatever city is identified as being the recipient of this pilot project, bringing in experts that could help them, that city, look at their ordinances and design standards and rework those if they are contrary to low-impact development concepts. So that, if we can do that, we will see that if the ordinances and design standards have changed in that city, then every project that comes after that will then necessarily have low-impact development concepts incorporated into them. So we're looking for laying a foundation in one area that will ripple out through that area and also then spread out across the region because it's an example that has been doable and feasible and would have the expertise that is accessible by people in our community in our area. So whether it is Salinas or not is at this moment inconsequential, essentially. Salinas was identified as a potential recipient because they have development that's coming down the pike and therefore might be a good candidate for that. But there's a lot of factors to consider, including how receptive the development community is and the city themselves at working with this new concept. Whenever we have a new kind of concept, we have to kind of get over the hurdle of we do it this way and we've always done it this way and it works this way. So we know we have to get past that. So maybe Salinas or maybe not. Should I give my talk or not?
I have a question. What are some of the criteria you're looking for in the city?
A receptive attitude, number one.
Well, don't go to Monterey County.
I don't know. There's two formats that we could go at. One would be to have new development so that we'd be starting at this, you know, the beginning point and building a low-impact development development of any type. It could be residential, it could be commercial, from the ground up. So you'd start and that would be ideal. That would be ideal because not only are we looking at the structures that would be put in, but we also have to think about everything from the grading, the way that grading is done, so we don't have compaction in areas that we don't want compaction, for example. So we could go with new development, or you could go with retrofit, which is what we've seen, for example, up in Seattle. And these are the people in Seattle that we want to bring down and have them speak from the standpoint of what was it like from the municipality standpoint to have low-impact development in their community. So we could go either direction. And I think that's why there's other factors such as the just how receptive a city is and the engineers and the developers to working through this new concept and this new idea. They're going to have to retool. They're going to have to relearn a new way of doing things. And that takes an open mind and a willingness.
And now this, the money that you're asking for, is that going to the project once you've identified the city?
No.
Or is part of it going to helping you identify the city?
I see. No, we would like to lay the groundwork on identifying the city outside of the realm of doing the workshop and spending the money. So if you're looking at the staff report table, the first row, we Water Board staff would like to go to a city first and kind of on our own dime, on our own time, talk with the city, talk with the developers, talk with all those who would be involved, and see what the reception is. Once we've identified that we have a receptive city, then we would like to go ahead and schedule this workshop, which would be the next row down. At this workshop, the people that we're directing this towards would be the city engineers, the city planners, the city managers, developers, and public at large, probably. They would be the ones who would be listening to the workshop. The ones who are presenting at the workshop would be the City of Seattle. So we have the municipality that's presenting their views and their what they've learned and so on. We'd bring in engineers, hopefully, that are LID savvy and have that expertise to answer engineering questions. We'd also look at working, hopefully, with a public relations firm.